From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Centre in Georgetown, good evening and happy Thursday. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. A Grand Court judge has scheduled an all-day sentencing hearing for Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr., bringing a series of criminal matters against him to a conclusion. Wright Jr. was recently convicted of the abduction of toddler Alicady Powell in Cayman Brac. However, he was acquitted of the child's murder. During a court appearance today, Wright Jr. entered guilty pleas to unrelated charges of possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition. The guilty pleas mean Wright Jr. no longer has any outstanding trials before the court. As a result, Justice the Honorable Emma Peters lifted a previous reporting restriction that had been applied to a separate robbery incident, noting there was no longer any risk of prejudice for future proceedings. Wright Jr. will be sentenced for the abduction of Alicady Powell, four armed robberies committed in February 2025, one attempted armed robbery, one wounding offense, possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition. The court will also consider several summary court offenses, including dangerous driving, careless driving, driving without a license, insurance, or a certificate of roadworthiness, possession and consumption of ganja and cocaine, tampering with an electronic monitoring device, and escaping lawful custody. Ahead of the hearing, the court was advised that no additional social inquiry report are required, as sufficient information is already available to help the judge in determining an appropriate sentence. The court also emphasized that members of Alicady Powell's family who wish to personally deliver victim impact statements should be given every opportunity to do so, including at the sentencing hearing. The sentencing hearing is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Friday, the 2nd of October. A jury has returned unanimous guilty verdicts against Shamar Courtney Bethune for the April robbery of Alakabob on Lawrence Boulevard. Bethune, who had denied the charges, did not give evidence in his own defense. The jury of four women and three men deliberated for just over an hour and returned their verdicts shortly after lunch. Bethune, who remains in custody, will be sentenced later this year. Crown Prosecutor Ben Brown represented the DPP's office, while Brady's attorney at law represented Bethune. Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards, KC, presided over the case. Work on the Marriott Beach Restoration Project continues, with National Conservation Council members getting an update from the Department of Environment. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
During their most recent meeting, Department of Environment Director Gina Ebanks-Petrie told members of the National Conservation Council her team has been, quote, closely monitoring the situation.
And the sand first batch was tested. We received confirmation from our consultant coastal engineer that it was suitable for the 7 Mile Beach restoration, the Marriott restoration purposes.
The DOE was also expecting to collect a drone image before the work started this month for comparison purposes. Ms. Ebanks-Petrie says overall her team has been, quote, pretty satisfied with the construction and the environmental mitigation methods that have been proposed. NCC members wanted to know where the sand was coming from that's being used to restore the beach.
It is coming from the Bahamas, a licensed site. It's oceanic, and it's a site that they've licensed for this purpose. They supply sand for nourishment exercises in Florida, Jamaica, other places. DOA have visited that site. They've also looked at, you know, where it's loaded, etc. So they've given their blessing. They handle that part of it, the Department of Agriculture. They've done that assessment and have signed off on it from their perspective.
This prompted another series of questions related to stony coral tissue loss disease. But DOE's Tim Austin explained the oceanic sand being used isn't coming from a coral reef, rather an offshore sandbank that is produced by sunlight and ocean activity.
If you get to walk on the beach, you might notice if you look at it, it's a spear shape rather than the typical grain size that we have here. Largely considered a renewable resource because it's constantly being generated. Hence why they have so much.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can watch the full National Conservation Council meeting on the DOE's YouTube channel. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The Cayman Islands Marketing Professionals Association promotes mentorship and awards a $10,000 scholarship at the inaugural SIMPA Next Gen event. The event was designed to support the next generation of marketing talent in the Cayman Islands by providing attendees with direct access to professionals who are actively building careers across marketing, design, branding, and other communication sectors. Radio Cayman's April Cummings caught up with the scholarship recipient, Araceli Matute Trejo.
Very grateful. It was like such a surprise to me, but basically right now I'm studying marketing at the University of Bristol. So yeah, I'm really interested in like having a career in marketing and coming back home after university and like just becoming a professional as well. So this was also just really cool.
Why are you interested in this field? And then also long term, are you thinking of brand or crack, or does it matter?
I'm interested because I feel like it's such a good combination of being strategic and creative at the same time. I think it's also really cool how it's very people based, and I kind of like the psychology behind marketing. And after, I hope to come back to Grand. It would be nice to work in Brack as well, obviously, because that's where I'm from, grew up there. But I guess it would all just depend on opportunity and stuff.
In addition to a panel discussion, attendees participated in an interactive networking session where mentors and mentees built relationships, exchanged ideas, and expanded their professional networks. For more information, head over to simpa.ky. Civil servants are stacking up those books as the Public Library Service teams up with the Cayman Islands Government Wellness Committee for a summer reading challenge. Jodianne Jackson is encouraging you to get involved.
This is around the eight wheels of wellness, where we get to look into the different types of health and how books of all different types of genres can help to develop healthy lifestyles.
You can pick up your wellness journal at the Government Administration Building front desk or any public library where you can explore different dimensions of wellness.
This is a challenge for the month of August so that we can gain aspects of different types of health and wellness and explore and see how we can implement these strategies from different types of books into our lives.
Ms. Jackson says there's also a challenge page covering things like sustainability and even making sure to visit your local library branch.
Civil servants and statutory authorities are welcome to join, and once they complete the journal, they can enter for many prizes and surprises at the end of the challenge.
The challenge continues through the 4th of September. Finally, 8point Technologies is expanding and modernizing its offices at Signal House at Cayman Enterprise City, reaffirming its long-term commitment to the Cayman Islands. President Thomas Redford.
So this year marks 8 years for us in Cayman Enterprise City, and to mark that, we've decided to make further investment in our offices at Signal House, as well as committing to a longer-term future here through to the end of 2032. For us, this is a strong endorsement of the CC model and of this jurisdiction as a place where global tech companies can operate with confidence, invest with certainty, and build for the future.
The tech company has operated in the CEC Special Economic Zone since 2018 and says the office project reflects plans to continue growing its presence where its leadership team and commercial operations are based.
And a key part of the decision to establish 8point Technologies in Cayman was that it's a fantastic place to live and work, a warm, friendly community in a beautiful setting. And that feeling hasn't changed. If anything, it's become reinforced over time.
CEC says the investment highlights the strength of Cayman's growing technology sector and demonstrates continued confidence in the special economic zone. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. For a full replay of this broadcast, find Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.